Are you cut out for sales? If you're cut out for sales, you can make a lot of money in sales. If you're not cut out for sales, you're gonna lose a lot of time and you're gonna have a lot of frustration if you try to go into sales. So you need to find out, are you cut out for sales? Now, unfortunately, there are some huge misconceptions that cause people who are terrible at sales to think that they're gonna be really good and to get into it and fail. And on the flip side, what I think is sometimes even worse is people who could make a fortune at sales because they really would be great at it, for them to think, oh, I could never sell. So I'm gonna talk to you about these misconceptions and answer this very important question of, are you cut out for sales? Now, the first misconception, the most common misconception, is on the side of people who they think that because they're friendly or they're outgoing or they're an extrovert or that people like them, that that means they're cut out for sales. I'm a natural born salesperson because everybody likes me. No, you're not, okay? Just because everybody likes you does not mean that you are cut out for sales. Sales is actually not just about people liking you. That does come into play in a prospecting format, and this is why this is such a dangerous misconception, because people will get out in the field or on the phone, and because they're good at getting people to like them, they think, oh, I'm just so good at sales, everybody just likes me. But yet they don't actually make any sales, because actually succeeding in sales isn't about getting people to like you. Actually succeeding at sales is about getting people to respect you, to trust you, and to be convinced by you to say yes. Let me say that one more time. Sales, succeeding in sales, is not just about people liking you. It's not about that. It's about getting people to respect you, to trust you, and to be convinced by you to say yes. So think about this. When you're in social settings, are you a person that people generally respect? Okay, are you a person that people generally trust? How do people in your family feel about you? Do they trust you? I mean, that's a simple question, right? Do they trust you? Okay, how are you at convincing people to come around to your way of thinking? Whenever there's an argument or there's a debate going on, whatever it is, political or whatever in your family, you know, you have those awkward family nights where everybody is talking about their political opinions or whatever it is, right? Are you the person that a lot of times can just convince people to come over to your side or at least get them off of their side a little bit? And you enjoy that back and forth. You enjoy that competitive, I'm gonna get them to agree with me. Is that how you feel? If so, that means you're cut out for sales. If you're just like the person that everybody really likes and you're really friendly, that's great. That's a really good quality. Doesn't make you a good salesperson though, okay? Because a good salesperson gets people to respect them, to trust them, and they are able to convince other people to say yes and to come around to their way of thinking. So that's a really important distinction for you to understand. That's a misconception. Now, you say, well, I don't think I do. People don't really respect me. People don't trust me necessarily. I'm not as good at convincing people. Does that mean I could never be in sales? It doesn't mean you could never be in sales, but it means you have your work cut out for you, and it means you need to read a lot of books, and it means that you need to work on your self-confidence, and you need to do some things to work on those areas, but those are the areas that matter. That's what makes you a salesperson or not, okay? This is a huge misconception with managers as well. They hire people based on, oh, they seem so friendly when they came in, and they're so outgoing, and they're so whatever, right? Okay, nice, but that's not gonna make them get sales, okay? They're gonna get sales if people respect them, trust them, and if they can convince people to say yes, all right? Now, let's move on from that to the other extreme. Now, the other problem is that people who would be really good at sales don't get into it, okay? Now, obviously, we could use those same three criteria. Are you respected, trusted, you convince people to say yes, but there's another thing. If you're a problem solver and a thinker, you just might be really, really good at sales. Now, there's another caveat to that, though. You do have to be willing to overcome your fear of talking to strangers. If you're scared to death to talk to a stranger, then you just can't sell by definition. And so that's unfortunate, but you just can't sell. There's gonna be something else you do. There's plenty of people I know, computer programmers I know, people who are thinkers, they're problem solvers, but they would never in a million years get out from behind their computer screen and walk into a business or pick up the phone and call somebody, you know, cold and try to, you know, gain their interest, right? And so if you're not willing to do that, you don't have to like that. This is, again, this is the big misconception, okay? You don't have to like that. I know hardly, there are hardly any salespeople I know who just really like prospecting. You don't have to like it. I'm not saying you have to be like, every day you jump out of bed, like, woohoo, I get to go like walk into 20 businesses that I've never walked into before. I get to call 50 people today, you know? I'm not saying you have to be excited about that. You just have to be willing to do it, okay? And you have to be a problem solver and a thinker. Now, the danger for you is gonna be that you overthink things. All right, you got to think through it, get a solution to the problem that your prospect is going to appreciate, and then you implement it. Okay, so those are the two extremes that are a lot of times there's a misconception. And so think about yourself, audit yourself right now, like stop the podcast, you know, push the pause button, whatever it is, and think about these things. Where do your skills fall here? Are you a problem solver or and a thinker on the one side, right? Okay, then you could be a salesperson. Or on the other side, are you somebody that people respect? Are you the kind of person that people respect, that people trust? And are you the kind of person that enjoys that competitiveness of getting people to say yes? Okay, now that you've unpaused it and you figured that out, let me tell you how you can know for sure if you're good at sales. Okay, are you ready? This might surprise you. Okay, here's how you can tell for sure if you're cut out for sales. Go try to sell something and see if you make any sales. Go try to sell something and see if you make any sales. Okay? Now, are there times when you're gonna struggle? Yes. Are there times where you're gonna go out and try to sell something and maybe you picked the wrong product or you picked the wrong service? Yes. Are there times where you just don't know what you're doing yet? Yes. But let me tell you something. If you go talk, and I'm not talking about try it for a day, I'm talking about try it for 2 or 3 months, okay? If you go for 3 months and you talk to 300 qualified prospects and you close 2 deals, you are not cut out for sales, okay? Unless you are just absolutely selling totally the wrong thing and it's a complete scam or a complete ripoff. And honestly, I hate to say this, but even then, a real salesperson would have sold something, okay? And so if you are in sales, okay, and you can't sell anything, then you're not a good salesperson. Now, I'll give you one little trick that you can try if you think, well, James, I'm not really willing to just give up on my sales dream. Like, yeah, I didn't sell anything, but I really want to do this. Okay, let me tell you what you need to do. If you fit that description and you're like, wow, I talked to like 200 people, I sold one of them or whatever, there's a simple reason why. You probably kept going because you felt like people liked you, right? But remember what we talked about? That doesn't make you good at sales just because people like you. So here's what you have to do. You have to push people a little further. You got to push them a little bit further. Now, let me rephrase that. You got to push them like miles further, okay? You have to realize that a huge skill in sales is not just getting people to say yes. A huge skill in sales is getting people to say no. You got to get people to a decision point. So see if you can get people to a decision point. Even if they say no, for you, that's a victory. If you're somebody that's like, everybody likes me, but I just can't sell anybody, then a huge victory for you would be to go out tomorrow and get 10 people to absolutely tell you no. In no uncertain terms, not a callback, it's not a follow-up, it's a solid, in your face, no, I'm not interested. Get out of my store, I don't want this, right? That would be good for you, because that would show you what it actually takes. Then you could evaluate how good you are at actually convincing people to your point of view. But first, you gotta learn how to convince people to have a point of view and get them to a decision. I hope these little tips will help you to understand if you're cut out for sales. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for watching or listening, whichever one you're doing today.